Secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Becker, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hueso, Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, Laird, Leyva, Limon, McGuire, Melendez, Min, Newman, Nielsen, Ochoa-Bogue, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members of quorum, Mr. President, would our members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise. We'll be led in prayer this morning by Senator Roth, after which we're going to ask you to remain standing and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Archuleta.
Thank you, Mr. President. Gracious God and God of our ancestors, as we celebrate President's Day, we ask your blessings for our country, for its government, for its leaders and advisors, and for all who exercise just and rightful authority. Teach them insights from your spirit, that they may administer all affairs of state fairly, that peace and security, justice and freedom may forever abide in our midst. Creator of all, bless all the inhabitants of our country with your spirit. May citizens of all races and creeds forge a common bond in true harmony to banish hatred and bigotry and to safeguard the ideals and free institutions that we desire. May this land be an influence for good throughout the world, uniting all people in peace and freedom, helping them to fulfill the vision of your prophet Isaiah. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they experience war anymore. For this we pray, amen.
Senators, ladies and gentlemen, please place your hand over your heart as we honor our flag and our men and women in uniform overseas. May they be a peaceful, peaceful outcome. I pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Members, we're ready to begin. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read. Motions and resolutions. Are there motions and resolutions? No? All right, introduction and first reading of bills will be deemed read. Consideration of the daily files, governor's appointments. Senator Bates, are you prepared? When you're ready, Madam Secretary. Yeah, that's right.
Mr. President, file item number one is the confirmation of Deborah Cochran as Chief of the Bureau of Private Post-Secondary Education. Prior to this position, she was serving as Executive Vice President for the Institute for College Access and Success, where she held various roles since 2007. She was approved by the Senate Rules Committee on February 9th on a 5-0 vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on file item one. Appointment.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Bates?
Aye.
Aye. Becker?
Aye.
Aye. Borges? Bradford? Aye. Caballero? Aye. Cortese? Aye. Daly?
Aye.
Aye. Dodd? DeRozzo? Aye. Eggman? Aye. Glazer? Gonzalez? Aye. Grove?
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg? Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado? Jones?
Aye.
Aye. Camlogger? Aye. Laird. Leyva. Aye. Limon. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Melendez. Aye. Min. Newman. Aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Aye. Ochoa Bogue. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner. Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener. Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Atkins. Borges.
Yes.
Aye. Dodd. Laser. Hertzberg. Hurtado. Laird. Min. Min.
Aye.
Skinner. Aye. Wiener.
Ayes 33, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed in. Next up is file item 2. Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 2 is the confirmation of Dr. Rohan Radhakrishna as Deputy Director of the Office of Health Equity at the Department of Public Health. Prior to this role, he was serving as Deputy Health Officer for Contra Costa Health Services and was also co-chair of the Health Equity Committee for the California Conference of Local Health Officers. He was approved by the Senate Rules Committee on February 9th on a 5-0 vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll on file item 2.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Becker.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cortese. Aye. Daly.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd. DeRozzo. Aye. Eggman. Aye. Glazer. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove.
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg. Wesso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado. Jones.
Aye.
Aye. Camlogger.
Aye.
Laird. Leyva.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Melendez.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener. Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes 33, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we're going to ask you to take your conversations off the floor. It is a little too noisy this morning, so. Next up is file item 3. Senator Bates. Senator Bates, are you ready?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. File item number 3 is the confirmation of Denise Tugade and Robin Sunkeys to the Court Reporters Board, Mark Los Huertos to the Mining and Geology Board, and Tommy Randall to the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission. These appointees were approved on a 5-0 vote by the Senate Rules Committee on February 9th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll on file item 3.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Becker.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd. DeRozzo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer. Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg. Wesso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado. Jones.
Aye.
Aye. Camlogger.
Aye.
Laird. Leyva.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Melendez.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Nielsen. Aye, Ochoa Bogue. Aye, Pan. Aye, Portantino. Aye, Roth. Aye, Rubio. Aye, Skinner. Aye, Stern. Aye, Umberg.
Aye,
Wieckowski. Aye, Weiner. Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes 33, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed in. Members, now we're moving on to committee announcements. Are there any committee announcements at this time? Senator Eggman, you're recognized.
I would like to announce that at 10 o'clock, Budget Sub 3 will meet in 4203.
Members, at 10 o'clock, Budget Sub 3 will meet in room 4203. Now, announcements. As a reminder, today, members, is the last day to introduce bills. The Senate desk will be open until 5 o'clock today for introduction of bills. So again, today, up until 5 o'clock, we can introduce bills. Now, members, we're returning back to privileges of the floor. Senator Jones, are you prepared?
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, under privileges of the floor, I would ask my esteemed colleagues to join me in congratulating Bill and Janice Jones, my parents, today on their 55th wedding anniversary. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Senator Lamont.
I would, on behalf of our House, like to congratulate two people. One whose birthday is today, the great senator from Fremont, Bob Wieckowski. And then we also have another birthday tomorrow. It's Connie's birthday is tomorrow. So a happy birthday to the both of you on behalf of our House.
On behalf of the Senate, we would like to wish both Senators Wieckowski and Leva a very happy birthday. Senator Nielsen.
Mr. President, on the condition of the file.
Without objection.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, on the condition of the file, I have got to and am moved to comment on the actions of the California State University trustees yesterday in the arrogant manner in which they relieved Chancellor Joe Castro of his responsibilities. There have been allegations and accusations, but President Castro was never allowed the opportunity to refute or to present his own side of the story. And the trustees did not allow that yesterday either. In fact, the process that they had suggested to him, they deviated from, I would argue purposefully, because they don't want to have any inquiry. There was supposed to be an investigation into this situation. The board proceeded without any investigation, proceeded based on allegations. I believe that there were false ones, and I've known the man for decades. He came up through the ranks of CSU. Became a kind of a breakthrough pioneer where CSU for years was trying to find its presidents and do nationwide searches instead of looking within and lifting up their own. Joe Castro was one of the first of those who came up through the ranks. What message is it, trustees, to the people who work for CSU? The message is you won't back them. You'll do whatever you deem politically correct and arrogantly so, and try to insulate yourself from any inquiries or criticism of you. Well, trustees, I am inquiring of you. I'm going to submit a request for information about some of your internal procedures and communications that circulated right before this action of yesterday. Between the trustees, each other, and other parties. Truly, it's a disgrace. It's an outrage.
and they've tried to destroy the career, a lifetime of service to our students, of Joe Castro. I resent that. It casts an unfavorable light on the entire CSU system, and I hope the leadership therein, and that includes the university presidents and the rank and file, will let their concerns be known as I am. And maybe these trustees will get it, or maybe they'll graciously help us all by leaving office.
Senator Borges, for what purpose?
Mr. President, condition of the file, please.
Without objection.
Thank you. I think my colleague from Tehama said a number of important points, and I won't belabor them further. I just think it's a matter of due process, that all of us should be concerned about how this matter was handled. And what I mean by due process is that if somebody is accused of mishandling a matter, and there are entities involved in that process, especially an institution esteemed as the CSU system, that that individual be afforded certain presumptions until an investigation yields a result. What I have seen right now is a presumption of guilt without having already conducted an internal investigation. Now, I'm not going to say whether or not the individual should have merited a dismissal at some point in time, or whether he should have stayed because he would have been found to have acted in accordance with procedures and expectations. But I would expect an institution of higher learning being led by a board of trustees would have honored the notion of due process. And if that wasn't afforded, then I think we are being hypocritical of what we expect our students to learn in our system. I'll end my comments here, folks. Once again, it's not whether or not the individual merited a reprimand, a dismissal, or an acquittal. But I guarantee that an outcome that occurred with that former Fresno State employee had to have been signed off by other individuals within the CSU system. So it kind of begs the question, if there were internal processes at play that had to have been green-lighted by individuals on the board or within staff, it further begs the point that an individual should be afforded due process, and from what I can tell, that did not occur here.
Senator Caballero, for what purpose? All right, members, we're back to the privileges of the floor. Senator Lamont.
Is Caballero's on this topic? Okay. So, members, sorry to change the topic, but I did want to also recognize that we had another birthday. Senator Melendez's birthday was yesterday, and so we also want to wish her a happy birthday. And she just stepped outside, but she's here somewhere. So happy birthday.
On behalf of the California State Senate, we wish Senator Melendez a very happy birthday. Members, if there's no other business, Senator Bates, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will be in recess until 5 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene Tuesday at 2 p.m., and everyone have a wonderful weekend.
Members, the Senate will be in recess until 5 p.m., at which time a adjournment motion will be placed. We'll reconvene on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Enjoy your holiday weekend.